Well, Congress and the White House technically avoided going over the fiscal cliff by compromising on tax policy and delaying tough spending decisions for another day. And joining us live is Mark Goldwine, Policy Director for the Bipartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Responsible? Mark, every once in a while, you got to laugh. It's so crazy what's going on these days. But here was an opportunity they had to begin to move this country in a direction that everyone knows ultimately, if we're going to stay fiscally sane, we have to go in.
I think that's right. You have to laugh or else you're going to cry. This was a tremendous missed opportunity to do something real to fix our budget problems.
How is it that everybody praises the plan that the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget came up with, but nobody wants to adopt it?
Well, we actually don't have a specific plan, but we are rallied around a pretty simple idea, which is that both parties should actually be able to come together, put aside sort of their worst ideologies, put things on the table they're not all that comfortable with, and actually agree to them in the spirit of bipartisanship. I know that's a crazy idea, for the good of the country, but that's what we believe.
Mark, are you getting the sense here that the American voter has got to be more vocal on this before Congress actually begins to do things any differently than it already is doing it?
Oh, absolutely. We have this campaign, Fix the Debt, where over 300,000 people have signed a petition telling Congress to get their act together. But it's got to be, 3 million, 30 million. The public should be angry. This is our children's future that we're mortgaging right now.
Anything your group can do to maybe move things along?
Like I said, we're doing everything we can. We're running this Fix the Debt campaign at fixthedebt.org. But the public just really needs to let their politicians know they're willing to give up some of the things they care about for the greater good. Just the sides have to come together and fix this.
You know, Mark, I don't want to read something into what just may be an early morning hour for you, but you sound like disappointed, like I know so many people are, that this opportunity has been squandered, that this chance to move America into a more balanced fiscal policy has been wasted.
You know, we were so close, and this was a magic moment. And the truth is, Speaker Boehner and President Obama were not that far apart, and we blew it. Instead of doing the hard things, we did the easy thing. We cut taxes and delayed spending cuts. The one good silver lining is we have another opportunity in February because we only delayed those spending cuts for a couple of months. So this isn't over yet, but it was a tremendous missed opportunity.
But almost nobody thinks it's going to be any different in a couple of months.
Well, I wouldn't discount the ability for the same thing to play over again and happen differently. I think the public and businesses and civic leaders are putting a lot of pressure on Congress, and hopefully, eventually, they'll do the right thing.
Well, a lot of people
run out of all the other options.
As Congress was coming to its decisions here about what to do about the finances, a lot of people may have already been away for the holidays or engaged in some other activity, holiday-related or travel-related. Now that we're all back in the swing of things, do you think it's going to be a little easier to mobilize the American voter, to get the American voter to go on record telling their representatives that they want solutions?
I hope so. You know, this just wasn't just an 11th-hour deal. This is actually a 14th-hour deal. They didn't avoid this fiscal cliff, so actually we already went off it. This isn't how we should govern. We shouldn't be waiting until after the last minute to act. And I think that in a process that's done a little bit more expediently and responsibly, the public will have a better opportunity to weigh in.
We will keep our fingers crossed. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Mark Goldwine is the Policy Director for the Bipartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.